You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Let's talk about your Philadelphia Eagles. You're kind of harsh on your Philadelphia Eagles, I think, Brandon. You have them down at number, 27. They are only favored to win two games all year. I didn't realize that. That's pretty low.
Yep. I think I'm fair. I don't have them in the bottom five, which I was looking at PFF's power rankings after I did mine today, and I saw they had them. I think they had the Eagles either 30th or 31st. So there's people harsher on the Eagles than I am. I just look at it like this, stats. The Eagles could be better than expected. They look good in the trenches. They just added Ryan Kerrigan. If the offensive line gets back to form and stays healthy, which should not be a guarantee by any means, but let's say that scenario happens, then I think you have something here. I think the new coaching staff under Nick Sirianni could come in. And by the way, stats, a terrible job by me by totally choking at Eagles rookie minicamp last week when Nick Sirianni was introducing himself to media members and he was like fist pounding everyone. And I totally just missed a huge opportunity to put out the paper. And because I could have thrown that and I could have beaten him in rock, paper, scissors. Like I just totally choked on it. I was recording it too. I have video. So really just bad job by me. I really failed. I feel like SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation and everyone as a whole. But maybe Sirianni comes in and he kind of gives this team a spark. But where I look at this team's downside is they were really bad last year. They were fortunate to win the games they did against very bad quarterbacks, and including your own Nick Mullins over there, stats.
God, don't even get me started on that game.
And almost blew it at the end when C.J. Beathard came in. Didn't even like beat Nick Mullins convincingly. And Jalen Hurts to me I want to make this clear. I am not down on Jalen Hurts. I'm not giving up on him. I think he has potential. I think he is upside. But if I'm being realistic about it, and speaking of PFF, they just put out quarterback rankings, I believe. And I think they had Jalen Hurts 31st out of 32 quarterbacks.
Wow, that low?
But like, well, how high are you really going to put him? Is Jalen Hurts not in the conversation for being one of the worst starting quarterbacks in the NFL this year is my question to you.
He has to be in the conversation, which it sounds like a knock on him, but we just don't know. And so he has to be in there.
Right. But that's a big issue. And that's kind of not to like simplify it or oversimplify it, but like that's a big factor. And I think he can get better. I'm not writing off the possibility that he could come in, and I don't think he's going to be great. I think that's pretty hard to envision just because I think this roster still has a long way to go. I can't see a scenario where he's like a top 10 quarterback this year and absolutely lighting it up. I could see one where he's like decent, like a decent starter. The Eagles win maybe 8 games. But for now, the Eagles shouldn't. They don't deserve any benefit of the doubt, is the way I put it. Like, Howie Roseman has had bad off seasons since the Eagles won the Super Bowl, and there's no reason to think, like, we should just kind of give the Eagles the benefit of the doubt. Like, we should with a team like the Seahawks and a team like the Steelers. Like, they've earned the benefit of the doubt. The Eagles have not where they are.
Let me ask you this. Would you feel better or worse about this year's Eagles team if Doug Peterson and his coaching staff were still in charge?
Really, I would say probably not much different at all. Just because I've been consistent that coaching really wasn't the biggest factor to me. I think the talent of the roster, I think the quarterback issues were really the biggest things before Doug Peterson. I think we said that a lot, like in terms of Howie, Wentz, and then Doug being the issues in that order. So it doesn't really change the calculus a lot. I feel like you can get an edge potentially from the coaching staff if Nick Sirianni comes in here. And by the way, I was thinking about this recently. Like, Nick Sirianni has to be one of the most like under talked about head coaches in the entire NFL, and understandably so, because the Eagles don't have a lot of juice going for them, and he doesn't have this, you know, background that a lot of other coaches in the NFL do. But it's just kind of funny. Like, we just don't even talk about him. We don't even mention him. He was featured in the MMQB this week by Albert Breer, and I thought that was a nice feature on him. But even like the juice to come out of that feature, I felt like wasn't anything. Like, I feel like people had no reactions. There's, I actually, you know, I made that the highlight of my link post that I do for Bleeding Green Nation everyday stats, and there were like three comments on that article. Like, that's very low for BTN. Like, people, there's just not a lot of juice there.
Because nobody knows who he is, to be honest with you, so they have no expectations for him. Like, that's, you know, it was different when you talk about Kyle Shanahan. Like, people knew Kyle Shanahan, especially after the Super Bowl debacle, so everybody had strong opinions on him. Eagles hired Nick Sirianni, and it was like, okay, I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, not very fun in terms of taking, like having a take on someone. It's like, I don't know what to say because we just don't know. I think Sirianni so far is kind of like a fun personality. He has a lot of energy, and that's great. But is he a good football coach? That's the, I don't know. Like, people ask me, they're like, how do you feel about Sirianni? I'm like, well, he seems like kind of a nice guy. I am willing to give him a chance. I'm not like, oh, this guy is like, I'm out on him because he seems like he's too energetic or he had a bad press conference. Like, that doesn't mean anything to me. Let's see if he can actually coach football games. And we just don't have a clue of that right now.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this show comes from Fundrise. Buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes, and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/fox. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.